Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans and families, and welcome to Your Next Mission, a new program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and your host, and we have a great show for you today. We're going to focus on the education with the Army. I also have a couple of stories that I really want to tell you. Now, before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love, and there's no question about that, they love our veterans and families. As I mentioned, today's theme is about the Army education system. And I'm so excited to introduce the Commandant of the Army's NCO Leadership Center of Excellence, CSM Jason Smith. Sergeant Major, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Hey, SMA, thanks for having me today. I'm pretty excited to be able to talk about what we do to educate our young NCOs out there.
Well, I want our listeners to make sure, the ones that are listening, to understand that the Sergeant Major's Academy is the pinnacle of your career. And they do a tremendous job. And we're going to get into some of the details. And Sergeant Major, we just appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today. We really want to learn all about everything that you're doing to help our soldiers and in the education within the Army. But before we do that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. So I've been in the Army about 28 years. I'm married to my wonderful wife, Kelly, and we have two daughters who own me. So like most parents, pretty proud of my daughters and have a tremendous wife that's, you know, equally nested in our unique military lifestyle. I grew up as a 19 Delta or a scout, a reconnaissance specialist by trade, and have served in light, heavy and airborne units throughout my tenure and had the distinct pleasure to serve in some other organizations throughout our Army and get a unique and well-broadened career, done some garrison operations, served some time in the test community, and then back into our operational force. So I've been very, very blessed to have a great and wonderful time in the Army and still enjoying every day that I wake up.
I would tell you, don't stay as long as you can and do as much as you can. You know, I was just real quick here, I was a 19 Delta for a little while in the United States Army. My background, of course, is armor, but it's a wonderful life, and I appreciate just coming on the podcast. Sergeant Major, you told me a minute ago, NICO, right? NICO is focused on the education of non-commissioned officers. Can you tell us a little bit about that program?
Absolutely, SMA. So the NICO Co, or the Non-Commissioned Officer Leadership Center of Excellence, we train all enlisted professional military education, and I'm trying not to use acronyms here. So we start at the entry level, our probably our most important non-commissioned officer, the sergeant, with basic leaders course, and then we train all the way through staff sergeant, sergeant first class, the AO, advanced leaders course, and senior leaders course, our master's leaders course for our master sergeants. And then, as you discussed earlier, we do run the pinnacle of NCO education with the sergeant's major's course resident down here at Fort Bliss. We also do teach a few other courses in the portfolio as well. We have a spousal leadership development course for our spouses that are going out to help with the soldier and family readiness groups. We also do a battle staff course to teach our battle staff NCOs those talk operations in operational force units. And then we run a commandant's pre-command course to train commandants for NCO academies as well, SMA.
Yeah. Well, tell me how you qualify to go to the school. A lot of people don't know this, but it's interesting. How do you qualify? Not a lot of people qualify really to go to Sergeant Major Academy. Go ahead.
So for each of our levels of EME, it's commensurate with the pay grade or rank at what they're at. So our levels of education are sequential and progressive. The Army uses the STEP program, the Select, Train, Educate, Promote. I am the E in STEP, so I am the Educate portion of that. And then normally once the education piece is done, then they qualify for the P in step, the promotion. So we do that at the sergeant level prior to being a sergeant. Down at a unit level, a board is ran where they are selected to attend the board, then they have a successful board appearance. Then they are integrated into a standing promotion list. Then they attend school. In this case, the first one would be basic leaders course upon successful graduation of school. And once they've made points, then they are promoted to that rank. And then that happens for staff sergeant as well. Sergeant first class to master sergeant and sergeant major, those are DA centralized selected boards. And once selected, then they make that requisite level of PME, and then they are promoted.
In
a very condensed version.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty tough selection process. And really, I can't remember, what's the top 1% are normally selected to go to Sergeant Major of the Academy?
Give or take SMA, yeah. It's about 1 to 2%. It depends upon the Army's numbers that year, but 1% is a pretty good number.
Yeah. Why is the Army so focused on creating leaders for tomorrow's force? I mean, they're honed in on making sure we got good leaders in the Army, but why is that so important?
Well, obviously, you know, we want our best leaders to lead our nation's blood and treasure, which are the citizens and sons and daughters of America that are entrusted to the Army during their tenure. So we focus heavily on leader development, right? And you know, in the Army, you get that in three ways. You get it in the institutional force, which is kind of what I deliver, the professional military education. You get it in the operational force through your jobs and experiences operating out in the force. And then you get it in the self-development domain. So institutional, operational, self-development domain. That leader development, I think, is key to building the best leaders at Echelon for our Army. And I think it's a pretty good symbiotic process where, you know, you have some time in the institutional force, you learn, you come back out into the operational force, you have the application and really the on-the-job training, and then you have that time in the self-development domain where you can polish yourself up both professionally and personally as well.
Yeah, you know, you're probably training right now a future sergeant major of the Army in one of your class, Forscom, TRADOC, and all the rest of them. So that's a wonderful school. And for the people that are listening, if you're serving in the military, figure out how to stay in the military for one thing, and then figure out how to make sure that you're prepared to go to the sergeant major's school or sergeant major's academy, because it's a wonderful school. That's for sure. Go ahead.
Additionally, SMA, I would be remiss. So the sergeant's major's academy, you know, it is, you know, the pinnacle of our non-commissioned officer professional development system. However, you know, our great Army does have more leader development in store for the sergeant's majors, you know, later down the road. So let's say they get selected for a battalion. You know, we have the School for Command Prep that has a pre-command course that they'll go to at the battalion level. They have a pre-command course at the brigade level. And then, you know, should any of them become general officer or nominative level sergeant major positions, there is a nominative leaders course at the Army War College. So it is the last real formal portion of PME, but our Army has added in more sequential and progressive leader development should they get increased levels of responsibility.
Yeah. You know, we're talking about, you know, the Army's education system, but you just don't have just Army in there. You got all sort of different countries and other services. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I think part of the great experience of coming to the resident portion of the Sergeant's Major's Academy is it is a melting and blending pot of, first off, all proponencies. So you will engage and be in a learning environment with unlike items of equipment, you know, and all different job skill sets and military occupational specialties throughout the Army, both active. Another great benefit is we have, you know, Compo 2 and 3, or our Guard and Reserve brothers actually and sisters actually attend this academy too. We also have international students. I think we have about 41 or 2 in this class. And then we also have our joint services sent. We have some Marines and Air Force attending this class. So you get a really good diverse experience here of active, Guard, Reserve, international, joint. And we do have students from our special operations community too. And that kind of gives you the broader picture of the whole Army, as most of these students, you know, they've come from what they do as specialties for our Army. You know, some are maneuvers, some are support, whatever those things are, it opens up an aperture to what our whole Army is comprised of and what makes the machine work.
You know, I always used to tell people it's about building a team, and that's what you're doing right there. You're building a team, not just for the Army, but really from all the service. The other thing I'll tell you is that I got a bunch of friends, and, you know, they aren't in the Navy and the Marine Corps and all that. And a lot of them has went to the Sergeant's Major's Academy, and they're always quick to tell me how blessed they were to attend that course because of guys like yourself. And, you know, that's a big feather in their cap. There's no question about that. We're talking with Sergeant Major Jason Smith from the Army NCO Leadership of Excellence. And you're listening to Your Next Mission podcast with me. I love saying that. Your host, Jack L. Tully, 12th Sergeant Major in the Army. I'd like to focus on this part of discussion on professional development and self-awareness of coaching and doing all the, you know, the NCOA to address the most important issues, especially the non-commissioned officers' professional development system. Can you talk a little bit more about that, Sergeant Major?
Yeah, so we're doing some pretty interesting things this year. We are putting in a project called Project Athena throughout our entire NCOPDS. And what those are a series of assessments, and they're non-attributional, meaning the assessments are only as good as the soldier that you know, honestly answers the assessments and then uses the coaching and individual development plan and then the resources that will direct them to you know, kind of be more self-aware or to develop themselves. So we're putting them in. We have them in our basic leaders course. And again, we'll layer these assessments throughout all levels of PME and make them fit for the right pay grade that they are. But it is to make folks, you know, begin that journey of understanding some things about themselves at a much younger age. And most of the time back when I started with assessments, it was really about the first time was when I came to the Sergeant's Major's Academy, which is a good start, right? But I think if we start them much younger, then we'll arm our soldiers with tools that they can use to improve themselves, whether that's how they're seen by others, you know, humility, maybe they're introverted and need some resources and tools to work on how to come out of their shell a little bit. But whatever those assessments, you know, identify, you know, we'll connect that to some coaching from our great small group instructors. We'll connect it to an individual development plan. And then we have them aimed in to some resources that'll help counter some of those traits that they discovered. And then, you know, that individual development plan will be, you know, a bridging gap, because most folks, you know, experience is about 2 to 3 years in between their next level of professional military education. That IDP can help guide them as they go back out into force and work on some things until they go to their next level and maybe take the next battery of assessments.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny. As you're talking, I was talking about mentors are so important in the educational system. But I was thinking about when I was a first sergeant, this is sort of a long story, I'm trying to make it short. I was a first sergeant, and I thought I was a pretty good first sergeant. A sergeant major said, you have to be a guest speaker. And I said, okay. And I said, all right, sergeant major. So I quickly went to another first sergeant and says, hey, look, I know you like speaking to people. I don't really want to do that. And the sergeant major really is trying to bring me out of my box. And he said, you know, would you do it for me? And he said, sure. So we went down there, you know, just happy as hell. And I seen the sergeant major, and I said, sergeant major, first sergeant, I can't remember his name. He's going to be the guest speaker, because, you know, he's a lot better than I am. And he looked at me, he says, Tilly, I didn't ask him to do it. I asked you to do it, and it's your responsibility. And I'm not going to, you know, you can do whatever you want, but you're going to give this speech. In fact, here's a speech for you, and move out. So I said, yeah, Sergeant Major, I'm going to do it. So, and all the way back, I'm pissed off. I'm aggravated as hell. I said, you know, let me get out of this. And when I went back, he said, I went back and really about a month later, I gave the speech, and I really memorized this speech. I mean, I had it down pat. And when I went in there, it was, there was only probably 15 people in the auditorium and the students. But my point is, it was about how he mentored me and developed me for the future. And a lot of times, that's what you and that's what guys, hopefully guys like me do. It's about stepping stone and about getting people prepared for the next step. And what you do and what you say and how you lead people is so critical in the United States Army, because there is no second chances in what we do. Sergeant Major, can you talk about just the future of stuff that you guys are doing in Sergeant Major or the educational system?
So some of the newer initiatives. So I don't want to bore people with it.
Oh, you're not going to bore nobody. I want to hear it. I would tell you, you are, and just for the listeners out there, I'm going to tell you, you're very honored to listen to a guy that's a professional soldier that's molding and developing our senior non-commissioned officers within the United States Army. Not only our senior, but our junior non-commissioned officers. So these are very strong words and a good guy to listen to. So hopefully you guys are listening. Go ahead, Sergeant Major.
So absolutely. Thanks, SMA. The assessments, as I just discussed, is a very, you know, the Project Athena is very important. And it's one of the big heavy lifters that we're putting in this year as we do it through the pilot year before we execute in the next FY. Some of the other things that we've kind of done in concert to help out the NCO Corps is that, as I said, probably one of our most important courses, the Sergeant course or our basic leaders course. You know, we've added in 40 hours of tactical fitness certification where they'll leave with a certificate signed by the commandant. We've added in some holistic health and fitness down there, which is very important to where our Army is going in relation to the five triads of fitness. We've added in the Army body composition down at the BLC level where you not only understand the program and the tables, but you'll do the practical applications of taping both males and females. Our Army is looking at the Army Combat Fitness Test, so we've added that in, non-attributional. It is for study only, but they're learning how to administer that fitness test to soldiers. So a lot of good things down at the sergeant's level, layering some assessments throughout NCOPDS. We've added in MEO, Military Equal Opportunity, our SHARP program to BLC, and then probably one of the not most important, but a very good important addition to the basic leaders course was layering in their understanding of our Army's combined arms training strategy. As NCOs, we run individual tasks for our small units, teams for the organizations that we operate in. So we put in there the CATs so they understand where those individual tasks complement where their commander's medal is and where those fuse into the collective task area. So we've added in a lot more, hopefully, understanding and immersion to some of the bigger concepts at a much more junior level so they kind of can see the big picture and where it all fits with training.
Yeah, this is something I probably wouldn't have asked, but you made me think about it. What is the number one issue you got for people coming to the Sergeant Major's Academy? I mean, is there something that sort of sticks out, either physical fitness or education or whatever?
No, I think, you know, so on the fitness arena, you know, our Sergeant's Majors are fit. I think, you know, I'd say the biggest feedback I get from the Sergeant's Majors Academy students is most people don't understand the Sergeant's Majors Academy is a degree-producing institution. So I am in one hat. I wear the hat of the Commandant of the Non-Commissioned Officer Leadership Center of Excellence, and then I have to wear a second hat as the Commandant of the Sergeant's Majors Academy, which is a branch campus of the Command and General Staff College because it is accredited under their Higher Learning Council umbrella, and we do award a Bachelor of Arts in Leadership Workforce Development if that student optionally opts in to take those extra courses. The point with that is, that I'm trying to get after here is that, you know, the academic and rigor involved with the Sergeant's Majors courses nowadays. I mean, it's always been tough, right? But there is a lot more higher level thinking. Critical thinking skills are incorporated in writing and formatting and a lot of the things that go along with the strategic concepts that we're teaching our students. So the biggest thing is prep work to operate at a collegiate level with military subjects.
Yeah. One of the things I want you to think about this, we're going to take a break in just a second. One of the things I think is always important is you can educate and develop, but never think about the basic fundamentals of being a soldier. Always make sure that you know, that's what, you know, we fight and win our nation's war. So we got to make sure we think about the basics and how does that tie in all the stuff that you're talking about right now. We're talking with Sergeant Major Jason Smith from the NCO Leadership Center of Excellence. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Your Next Mission Podcast.
This Your Next Mission Podcast is made possible by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union. the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at PurdueGlobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for five straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at VeteransUnited.com.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley, and we're blessed to be here today with Sergeant Major Jason Smith. But before we continue, I want all of our listeners to reach out to me directly and tell us about your transition or your time in the Army, and let me know about your experience, especially about the part when you're transitioning. We'd like to hear that. Tell us about topics you'd like to cover. We're talking about Sergeant Major of the Academy. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. We want to help our veterans and families. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134, and I'll actually call you back. You may find that hard to believe, but I will call you back. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off. You're listening to Your Next Mission Podcast. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and we're talking with Sergeant Major Jason Smith, the Commandant of the NCO Leadership Center of Excellence. We're heading into the final segment with you today, Sergeant Major, and I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I have. And I just have a couple more questions for you. There are two more areas I'd like to cover, and one, and you talked on it just a little bit, and one is the Spouse Leader Development Program and the Bachelor's Degree Program that you have at your course. Could you talk about those two things?
Absolutely, SMA. So again, the Spousal Leadership Development courses. Again, I say this, there's a lot of important courses. BLC is one of them, Sergeant Major's course. I love them all. Educating our spouses and arming them, you know, for their informal leadership roles as they go back out into our forces is you know, it's on the forefront of my mind. Our spouses do tremendous work for us, not only, you know, as our partners as we traverse through the Army, but as informal leaders, you know, within our organizations out there. So we offer a spousal leadership development course. Matter of fact, we just graduated a great bunch of ladies last night, about 16 of them during a night class. The spousal leadership development course, you know, kind of arms them on soldier and family readiness groups. It arms them for, you know, some resources that they can use to help get after quality of life issues for soldiers and families that installations have, how to structure some SFRGs. You know, it does a lot of great things, you know, here, you know, talks about maybe some protocol as they progress up through higher levels in our Army, maybe things they didn't have to think about. But, you know, it does a whole lot of hopefully getting them ready to help complement, you know, their soldier or their sergeant major as they go back out and, you know, as they do our nation's, our business, whether that's deployments and they have to, you know, figure out how to provide support on the home front to their organizations. This is what, you know, this basic SLDC, you know, arms them for. Another good point, though, is that, you know, this is the first period, you know, and most of our leader development in the Army is sequential and progressive, as with the other Sergeant's Majors courses I talked about. It is, you know, this is the pinnacle for the Sergeant's Majors course, and this is the starter for the Spousal Leadership Development course. The School for Command Prep at Fort Leavenworth does offer a battalion and a brigade Spousal Leadership Development course as well, which makes it sequential and progressive. And then also, should any of them find themselves up being a nominative level Sergeant Major, the Army War College Nominative Leaders course offers a commensurate level spousal development course. So we have the tools to help, you know, arm our spouses to be successful and help complement, you know, the sergeants majors as they take those informal leadership roles within their organizations.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I bring up here, because I what you're doing with the spouses program is unbelievable, but I always thought that we should start it a little bit earlier if we can. Are we doing anything or even looking at something like that?
Formally, no. A lot of the classes, you know, so it's much like experience levels with the sergeant majors. Some of the spouses come in are very active out there, both within the spousal channels and volunteer actions on within our communities, both on and off the installation. Some have, you know, professional jobs and you know, can participate when they can based upon, some have lifestyle, some have never been involved. So we have different levels, but the content that we offer mostly is stuff that is readily available. Army family team building, some of the classes that the Garrison experts teach, it's readily available for folks should they choose to take some of those classes. If they're at a different level in their career, if they're at a more junior level, those things are available to them on the installation as well.
Yeah. I remember years ago when I was a first sergeant, my wife had a get together for all the spouses, and only two spouses showed up. And she was devastated. She was devastated. Said, no. And she said, I can't believe this. I said, hey, look, you got to start somewhere. We'll figure it out. And she did figure it out. But it's tough. But the spouses are a critical part of the Army. There's no question about that. And it really, I tell people all the time, I deployed, had all the fun, and my wife stayed back and did all the hard work. And I really think that's a great program. All the stuff that you're doing is a great program. Sergeant Major, do you have any final thoughts that you want to share with the audience? Anything that you think is really critical that you want to tell them?
Well, I'll just leave the parting shot. Thanks for having me on and letting me highlight some of the great things.
Thanks for coming on. I mean, it's unbelievable the kind of things that you're doing. Hopefully, the people that are listening today, if you don't understand what this Sergeant Major is talking about, listen to this podcast again and start digging a little bit about your education, about what you can do for the future, especially if you're a soldier. Go ahead, Sergeant Major. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, that's okay. This institution, I appreciate you letting me brag on it. I mean, it touches 390 to 400,000 soldiers in our Army annually. And, the levels of PME for the leader development process for us, I think, are critical to building the soldiers that we need for our Army and our nation. So I appreciate, you allowing me to highlight some of the great things that the NCOL COE and our Sergeant Majors Academy do. Can't say enough good things about the quality DA civilians, sergeants, majors, instructors, and folks we have across the Army delivering our leader development and PME to our soldiers.
Yeah. Okay, Sergeant Major, anything else you want to add to that? Anything do you want to shoot out to the people that are listening? That's it?
Well, if anybody, again, there's an open invitation. So we're located out at Fort Bliss, and I always like to show both the residents. So if anybody's ever in the area of Fort Bliss and want to come out and see the full power of the Death Star and what we can deliver out for our Army across the global, please stop by. We'll be happy to host you. And then also, I encourage you, if you haven't visited one of the NCO academies that are out at our great centers of excellence or at our Forcecom institutions, and even internationally, we have them in Germany, 8th Army Whitman in Korea, and we have one out in Hawaii. Take a stop by there, and you'll see, the quality instructors that are developing the future leaders we need for our Army.
Yeah. Hey, Sergeant Major, one last question. I know I said a final thought. tell the audience now, each educational system for the military, for the enlisted corps, is ran by sergeant majors, right? And 86% of the force is enlisted forces within the United States Army. So I don't think that's changed, right?
I'm not sure on the numbers. Here at the NCOLCO, we are mostly an all NCO-led institution. I do have two commission officers on the books that provide critical roles for us. So I do have a chaplain that gives our spiritual support. She also doubles as an ethics instructor, which is obviously a pivotal topic in a values-based organization such as ours. So we do have a major in that aspect. And then we also run a program that MedCom is gracious enough to provide us down here called the Senior Leader Sustainment, where there is a major PA on the staff that gives executive-level fitness, coaching, and health and nutrition information to our sergeants majors, and obviously an older population, but can give them an executive workup on their blood, any pre-existing conditions, running clinics, nutrition, anything like that. So pretty instrumental, but mostly NCO led at the academies out across the Forcecom institutions, and here all NCO led with the exception of the two, and then our COEs, the commandants, are enlisted for the enlisted PME.
Yeah. The other thing I tell you is any veterans around that come to Fort Bliss, want to visit a Sergeant Major Academy, do you offer those guys to come in so they can look around and see what's going on too?
Absolutely. And any, even if you're not a graduate, it's fine. If anybody, the invitation to come and see what the Nickel Co. and Sergeant Major's Academy does is an open invitation. We can give you a tour and show you how we deliver NCOPDS, you know, live, virtual, or blended, depending upon the environment that we have to operate in.
Yeah, I got to get used to saying Nickel Co. I don't think I'll ever get used to saying that, but I'll keep trying there. That's for doggone sure. Thanks to you, CSM Jason Smith. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major in the Army. You're listening to Your Next Mission podcast, and thank you for listening today. Please visit us at our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. Hopefully, it's a good review. You can also visit our partners that they can provide you so many services that will assist you in transitioning from the military. You can also visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs they have available for you. Please know that we want to do all we can to assist you in any way that we can. Please follow us on social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. I've never heard of most of that stuff before I started this. Also, we have a veterans hiring event coming up in Huntsville on 11th of August at the Von Braun Center with Space and Missile Defense Command. Please visit Huntsville 2021 at yournextmission.org for more information. Thanks again to CSM Jason Smith for being with us today, and it was a great having you on the podcast. And don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. I want to end each podcast with a little story about me. I always like talking about me, but I tell people all the time that the Army changed my life. Also, this educational process within the Army really prepared me for everything that I had to do, not just in the Army, really in the future. And what Sergeant Major Smith said today about the educational process and what he's doing for our soldiers and service members in there is just unbelievable. And I want to leave you just with really just one thought. Each one of those non-commissioned officers, each one of those soldiers took an oath to our country to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. They're willing to die for our freedom, and we need to support them in any way that we can. And I tell you, I'm so honored today to have the opportunity to talk to the Sergeant Major's Academy and just hear the kind of things they're doing for our service members, and not just for our service members, really for our country. A lot of people sometimes dwell on the negative. They dwell on the positive about things are getting done. And I just, again, I'm so proud to them. Again, thanks to you for listening. Thanks to Cloudcast Media and, of course, our four presenting sponsors, Calvary Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, and Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do and continue to do for our veterans. See you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.